Oh, yeah. Takeaways for today's show. I got more than a couple, I'll tell you. Landscaping Hour, Outdoor Living Hour with John Eisenhower and Sarah from Save a Tree. Get those drip lines out away from your tree trunks. Get them out. You're actually hurting your mature tree by keeping the irrigation too close to the trunk. 9 o'clock hour, we talked about patch porch patios. Pirates, that package guard. I'm going to order one or two of them, I promise. And then just this last segment from Jeff Carmichael at Rias, get your air conditioner checked now. We're going to 90 degrees by next week. Don't wait till it's hot. Check it now. There's no reason to wait. My takeaways from today's show.
Lots of moving parts on your air mechanical equipment. And when it hits 90, a lot of parts are going to kick into gear that haven't been used in months. And unfortunately, not all of them are going to work.
So. My turn?
Takeaways.
All right. Too soon. It's too soon to talk about masks, how you feel about them.
But, oh, really?
Oh, I got calls both ways. You know, one woman was very offended. She lost family members, but we did too.
We lost family
members. We weren't saying don't wear a mask. It's just an interesting people study as you travel to see different reactions. Also had people calling to volunteer their restaurant and to sign up for the party. When it does come. I said, stay tuned. I don't know when.
Mask burning. I've actually, my phone's lit up with texts of people saying, if you throw that party, I'm there. So we got to start an invitation list.
For when the time comes.
For the mask party. But we actually had a restaurant owner call in and say, the party can be had here.
Yep.
That's great. Up in Fountain Hill?
Yep.
I love it. We may have to have multiple locations.
That's right.
So I'm not saying do it now. I'm saying when the people who are smart enough to call it say it's okay to not wear a mask anymore, baby, I'm throwing a mask burning party, and I'm not intending to offend anyone. I'm not pro or con mask. But when they say we don't have to wear them anymore, burn it.
We've got RosieOnTheHouse.com if you have questions between now and next Saturday. Email, text questions. Our text does not go through during the week. That's a feature that we use here at the broadcast station. So email info@RosieOnTheHouse.com. And you can, Carol's got it down to, what's your turnaround right now? It's pretty good. We can get bombarded, especially when you throw out random things like parties and topics like masks that are so reactionary.
Or when the boss man goes on a 10-day vacation. But other than that, I can usually get you an answer within 24 hours. I'm also monitoring at all times our social media accounts. You can find us at Facebook at Rosie on the House. You can find us on Twitter, Rosie on the House. You can find us on YouTube at Rosie on the House. A bunch of information on each one of those channels to help you get everything that you need for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
We had a Facebook post some of the places we stayed on our road trip. That the oldest continuously operated lodge west of the Mississippi. That was a neat old hotel.
It was, but Roma, you know what really caught Dad's eye the entire time? Was the trains loaded down with lumber headed south out of Oregon. Unbelievable.
Didn't rob any of them, did you? I know we need it. Didn't rob any of them, huh?
Between Boise and Portland, I know we saw one train that was over a mile long, and every car was double stacked with lumber. And lumber, you were talking about price increases on project. There's some lumber products that in the last 9 months have gone up 300%. But you talk about they are cutting the wood in the Northwest.
And that's not to say that they're cutting down woods, but they have actual growing sites.
Romy, when you're driving down the highway, there's signs replanted 2015, replanted 2012, replanted 2017. You can see the regeneration of the industry. Whoever came up with that idea was a genius. We're not stripping the land. We're refreshing it.
Regenerative.
It's sustainable. Now, it's actually one of the most sustainable industries in the world.
And there's nothing more sustainable than dirt, because we'll never run out of that. And we should If you are building, you know, don't get me on our masonry soapbox here as we close out the hour. There isn't enough time to get on it, but there isn't a better building product yet to this day. When you go to any kind of ruin site, what is it all made out of? The pyramids, the cliff dwellers, the adobe buildings, all out of dirt.
The hotel we stayed
or
in.
Or stone, like the little town Coliseum.
In the little town of Grass Valley. The entire town, of course, being located where it is, was all built of wood. Burned down in 1853.
Oops.
The entire town's rebuilt.
And brick.
In masonry.
Yep. The most sustainable building product out there. So if you've got, again, rosieonthehouse.com, y'all have a great week as we wrap up here our weekly 3-hour broadcast.
Hot diggity dog. Y'all have a great week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And I promise we'll be back next Saturday. Until then, find us at rosieonthehouse.com.